This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. March 22nd is World Water Day, a day set aside by the United Nations to remind people about the importance of safe, affordable water supply. Only about 3% of the Earth's water is fresh water. Less than 0.5% of that is accessible for consumption as drinking water. All of which means that the world will have to responsibly manage its water supply. One problem in doing this is the privatization of water supply systems. I talked to David Boies about this. Mr. Boies is the Deputy General Secretary of Public Services International. The PSI is the body which represents national public service unions at the world level. I asked Mr. Boies, what is wrong with the privatization of water?
Well, a number of things are wrong. First of all, let's be clear, when we're talking about privatizing water supply, what we're talking about is a contract for a private corporation to manage the infrastructure. So you're not actually privatizing the water itself. Typically what happens is the privateers come in after the infrastructure has been built, and then they figure out how to manage it in order to maximize their profits. Problems are, when you're trying to maximize your profits, you're cutting every input you can. And for water supply, which is basically drinking water and household water, there's only three inputs. One is the cost of the energy to power the pumps that moves the water from where the reservoir is to where it's going to be used. Second input is the chemicals that are used to purify the water. And then the third input is the labor, the workforce that actually does all this. And so it's fairly clear that the first two can't be cut. Got to pump it. You got no choice unless you have other options, but typically you don't. You've got to treat it. Yes, there are some ways of using less chlorine, but typically they're not very easy or inexpensive. So what do? Is you outsource your workforce, you drive down wages and working conditions, you make everybody a temporary worker, and there's your profits. And that's why the trade unions are really upset about this, because it's directly violating our rights to decent employment. The other problem is, once a company gets a hold of a water distribution system in a city, the problem is then it becomes a monopoly provider of something that you use every day, that you can't substitute, and which you can't replace. So those dynamics also, which concern more the community, the families, the households that use it, those dynamics can be quite negative. And what you mainly see is significant increase in the cost of water to households. And for those people who can't afford to pay, then they get cut off. And so you've actually got places where they cut off households. So again, the range of problems between the marketplace for-profit model versus the right to water and the public service universal access model are pretty stark. I can say that in general, the privatization model is failing, has failed, has been rejected.
So what can labor unions and their supporters do to help stop the privatization of water supply?
What message we're trying to get around the world is, look, have you examined, in whichever country you're in, what is your government saying at the executive board of the World Bank or of the International Monetary Fund? Have you asked your government to be clear on whether they support privatization? We need citizens of Germany, we need citizens of Canada, USA, all around the world, to ask their government not only what they're doing at home, but what they're doing overseas. And then finally, one of the things we're pushing a lot is this notion of public-public partnerships. Instead of these so-called public-private partnerships, which are not partnerships, they're just business deals, but a public-public partnership is, let's say you live in, well, in Peterborough in Ontario, and your public water utility is actually doing a really good job. could that utility then twin with another town or city about the same size as Peterborough or Toronto or Vancouver and twin with somebody in the south and help them with technical skills, help them solve problems that maybe they haven't been able to solve themselves? That's something where it's not about profit making. It's actually about solidarity.